You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ooh, getting jiggy this morning?
That's right, man.
So every once in a while, we bust out a segment on the show that's pretty much, it's mind candy is what it is. And this one is based on a story we were talking about yesterday. There's a little 8-year-old girl who is a huge fan of Target, the store, all right? And so she's such a big fan. And hey, no judging. That's her favorite place. Good for her.
It's a lot of people's favorite place. You kidding me?
She decided that that would be the perfect place for a birthday party. And I thought the management at Target did a great job because they made them feel so welcome. They got, what'd you say yesterday? They got little khaki pants and
khaki
Target
pants,
shirts.
Red shirts. They had little name tags. They had a Target cake in the little food court area and had ices and hot dogs. It was really well done. If you see the pictures.
It made us start thinking if we could have our birthday party at some place that doesn't normally host birthday parties, where would it be? That's our mind candy for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning. And I gave this a little bit of thought and I narrowed it down to a few.
Okay.
And for me, you know what a freaking space nerd I am. I would like to have my birthday party at either like the Jet Propulsion Laboratory or the Kennedy Space Center. One of those two. You know that silly astronaut costume that I have that I wear for Halloween? Everybody wears like an astronaut costume.
That's pretty good.
And we have a wild drinking birthday party at the Kennedy Space Center.
Hit some buttons, launch some rockets.
I think
make everybody walk in slow motion like they're on the moon.
I was very, very lucky. I got a kind of a behind the scenes tour of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory a few years ago. And you go in that control room, you know, where they have the big, you know, monitors up on the wall and all those guys sitting behind all those computer consoles and everything. I'm sorry. I think it'd be a pretty cool place to have a birthday
party. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So that's what
I'm
going to
spill anything.
Exactly.
Yes.
You spill a beer and something shorts out on the International Space Station.
Houston.
What about you?
Gosh, I two things came to mind for me. I'm such a car guy. I feel like at a Ford dealership would be a lot of fun, like right in the main lobby of a Ford dealership surrounded by Mustangs, and maybe we go out and drive some Raptors around for fun and have a cake and do some Ford stuff there at the dealership. And then I also thought, man, I love me some Home Depot. So I think maybe just in like the lumber section of Home Depot where everyone can come and gather and maybe we can have a project of some sort. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets to wear the orange apron. You get gifts at kids' birthday parties. You know, every kid gets a gift. Maybe everybody would get a hammer or something when they leave. A little gift basket with a hammer.
You know, that Home Depot down on Parker Road, I was in there one time when there was some big thing going on with a whole bunch of kids down in the lumber section. They had them sitting around these tables and they were working on
birdhouses
something.
Or something, probably.
I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
And there had to be like 20-something kids that were just there wearing the little Home Depot, you know, aprons.
I want to do
everything.
That as an adult. I want my birthday there. We can build our own table to sit at. Get those big, those orange buckets that they have at the end of every aisle. Turn those upside down for chairs. Oh, it would be a hell of a party, man.
Plus, those buckets will come in handy if you guys drink a little too much for the birthday party.
Yeah.
Now we turn this mind candy over to you. Where would you have your birthday party if you were allowed to have it at any place in the world? And we're looking for places that don't normally host parties. Marla wrote to us on Facebook. She said, I'd vote for a party at the Mint and everyone gets a sack of coins before they leave.
Oh, that's cute.
That's all right. Dalton said, my party would be on a submarine. People would have to take turns looking through the periscope.
Well, of course, you have to.
That would be kind of fun.
Here's the winner so far. Amy on Facebook says, I want a birthday party at the Coors Light plant.
I think they might do that.
They might do that. And then Teresa said, I would have my birthday party at Legoland. And then I had to reply, I was just at Legoland this last summer. It's the worst.
Oh, way to shatter
her dreams.
I know.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
It's here's Cassidy on the phone. Good morning, Cassidy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
We're good.
We're so good. Where's your fantasy birthday party going to be?
So my birthday is just a couple days before Christmas, and I love all of Christmas and lights and carols. So I think it would be fun to rent like a big SUV and be in a parade of lights and just drive around with all your friends in the car and be in the parade.
Why not?
It's a Christmas parade. It's a Christmas miracle.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's different.
I like it.
That's so good.
Different.
It's good. Yeah.
You know, Cassidy, just make it happen, okay?
It's your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I'm saying.
Right. You're the best. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. We're going to try to zip through these as quickly as we can. Hey, Carla, welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
We're great.
Good.
Thank you. Where's that party going to be?
The animal shelter. Everybody there for a party to play with animals, and your parting gift would be the pet of your choice.
You get a kitty, and you get a kitty.
Puppy breath.
And a puppy, and a
you
puppy.
Get a puppy, and a ferret, and a bird.
That's right.
You know what?
A
day filled with playing with animals sounds pretty cute. So
it's quite charming.
Quite charming.
Carla, have a great day. Thank you so much for being on the show. Here's Danielle. Danielle, where's it going to be?
Good morning, you guys. I would love a birthday party at the airport.
What?
Like, wait a minute. Any particular part of the airport or what?
No, I'll take whatever. I love
whatever
people watching, and everyone's got this energy where they've just come from somewhere or they're going somewhere. I just love it. I love the energy.
You can invite all your friends down to stand in the TSA security line, and you can go through it as many times as you want.
Right? What could be more fun?
That's a funny idea. Put everybody on the baggage claim carousel, you know, and let them just ride around.
Send them around, and then send them up to the Cinnabon.
We can hand people their luggage. It would be great.
Danielle, I like the way you think. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
See you later.
See, this is the nuttiness we want.
That's here's a weird
is it Deja? Is that right?
Yep.
Hello. Glad you called. Where are you going to have your party?
The bingo hall with all the old people.
Tear it up, Deja. Tear it up.
They have pool tabs so you could, you know, have your activities, and then they have the snack bar, and they usually have cake, and then you could win some money, so I say, why not?
Not a bad plan.
And some of those older folks are fun to talk to, just in general.
They're delightful.
Delightful!
Time for just a few more. Jan, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Where are you going to have it?
I'm going to have it on stage at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Have like a smoke machine up there and fire thing.
Chad's birthday.
Videos up on the big screen.
Yeah, you know. A little slideshow.
I like that Colorado feel, Jan. That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
That's pretty good. Marilyn. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey. So where are we doing this party?
I would like to have my party on the Dom and Jeremy show.
And you
we would have bottomless mimosas and play boys against the girls and give out prizes.
You know what? That's not bad.
I
bet you we could throw a party in here.
You know what we ought to do is we ought to throw one big party. We like pick a day and people born on that day can come for a party there. Would that be something we could put together?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We'll get a little bounce house.
Since it's your idea, we might have to do it on your birthday and everybody who shares your birthday can come. Marilyn, what's that date?
That date is December 21st.
That's rough time of year.
We're on vacation.
Yeah.
Say
forget
July. We need a July birthday. Never mind. Go join that other lady in the Christmas parade.
Oh, Marilyn, we're just having fun. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
December 21st.
Not a chance we'll be here.
No way.
Well, we got out of that one.
Yes.